see. Why do you run for a statewide one? See, why didn't you run for? See, why didn't you run for statewide?
WAVIJ Waterford.
WAVIJ, this is KE8UXM. My name is Ryan here in Troy heading to Royal Oak. Am I coming through okay?
Yeah, Ryan, nice to meet you. They're coming through loud and clear. My name is Greg, Golf Romeo, Echo Golf, and I'm located in the southwest corner of Waterford Township. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. Yeah, nice to meet you. I don't think we've chatted before. Just getting back into, trying to get my radio program up for DMR a little bit better. So, out of this one, it's just the HT that I'm using. I'm mobile right now driving, so glad to hear that it's actually making it. But yeah, I've been trying to get my code plug working a little bit better for all the MI5 sites across the state. The radio that I have, I'm guessing, I don't think it does the automatic roaming like some of the Motorola's, but at least trying to get them all plugged in here for when I have to travel across the state over. Did I lose you there, or did I not make my last transmission, KE8UXM?
Yeah, are you copying me, Ryan? Over.
Yep, I heard you that time. Did you get my long transmission?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you dropped it. I was saying that I'm using a Kytera MD380. I don't have a mobile radio in the car. I do have a Motorola XPR5550, but I keep it at the house. Over.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think that's the one that I'm trying to get. It's the HD, right? The one that I have right now is just a cheap Baofeng DM1701, but it at least works. Yeah, I'm guessing the Motorola ones will work a little bit better.
Not really sure, but the radio you're using is working fine. I don't have any issues with it. Sounds really good. Go ahead.
Gotcha. Yeah, another. Maybe.
Yeah, okay, I switched over to my basement. See if I could pick you up a little bit better, Ryan. How do you copy yours?
Yeah, you're still coming through really good. Hopefully I'm still making. I'm heading southbound 75 now, so I should be getting closer to the repeater. Over.
Yeah, I was having a little issue copying on my HT, but that could have been a line of sight issue on my part. And I just looked outside and I noticed that it's actually snowing out there. I didn't even know that was in the forecast. Like maybe some snow flurries today or what's going on?
I did not know that either. It's not snowing here. I got 39 on the truck. So I'm guessing if it's snowing there, it'll probably head my way soon.
Yeah, I don't know what the temperature is. I'd have to get my phone. I was out there this morning. I was cleaning up the yard, broken branches, and I got a little fire pit, and I was getting rid of all that stuff. I thought I'd do that because I think rain is supposed to come in. I think the forecast is the rain this evening, I thought. But, it's just a reminder of looking outside. It's snowing. The winter hasn't finished yet. Over.
Oh, yeah. No, I hear you there. I remember some of the bigger snowstorms we've got them come in March and April, so never over till it's over. But at least it's starting to feel like it's warming up a little bit, not in the negatives and the teens, so that's positive at least.
So how long have you been in the hobby, Ryan, and what are you doing for a living there? Do you, it sounds like you must have to travel a lot.
Yeah, I got my ticket in 2022, I believe. I actually kind of got into the hobby by accident. I do a lot of off-roading and jeeping up north, and we picked up some cheap radios, some Baofengs, because they worked a little bit better than the CDs that we had historically had. And then I found out that I needed to be licensed, so that's when I got my ticket. And so I started with just the one HT in my Jeep, and now I think I'm up to 14 HTs and a bunch of mobile units and DMR, Fusion, All-Star, and all that. So it's been turned into quite a hobby after, you know, getting the ticket. I thought I'd just use it for off-roading, but I pretty much use it every day now.
Yeah, I've heard of that. I've heard that there's been some people purchasing those radios without and getting on them without a license, but I'm glad that you got license, realized that you needed it because of the fine could be quite substantial. But I was wondering why, well, since you do off-roading, do you use GMRS radios now?
So I have in my Jeep, I have Yaesu, UHF, VHF, and then we also carry GMRS with us. And then I still have the CB in there as well. So that way I'm kind of covered regardless of who I'm off-roading with. You know, pretty much everybody has one of those three, so then I can at least communicate with everybody. So, Becky?
Yeah, it sounds like a complete array of radios. I haven't been in the CB radio. And back then you had to have a license, and I had my dad get me the license. But you could only talk for, I think it was 10 minutes. But, I noticed that it was deteriorating, and people were just using handles and getting on there, and I really don't think they could keep up with enforcing it. And I don't even think they wanted to. I think 11 years was pretty much given over to the public, and then over the years, I saw it kind of deteriorate, and I didn't like I didn't like people talking the way they were talking down to people and stuff like that. I didn't like any of that. So I left and eventually got into amateur radio. Somebody put the bug in my ear, but it took me 2 years, and I've been in a hobby for over 20 years.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, that makes sense. I guess that's kind of another thing that sparks my interest, is just CB radio in general. When I was younger, growing up as kids, where I've had one for when we went on long road trips and things like that. So the thought of ham radio always kind of intrigued me. So anyways, glad I got my ticket. But anyways, Greg, I'm just getting decimated here. So thanks for the ride along and the radio check. It was good to make your acquaintance, and I'm sure I'll catch you down the log. So I'll be clearing your final. This is KE8 UXM 73.
Yeah, okay, Ryan. Nice to meet you. I'm glad I had my HT on in the living room. I very seldom hear anything on statewide one anyway. I had it on in the room, and I was in and out of the house, and I was in the living room, and I heard the repeater kind of key up, and I said, "Well, I'm gonna see if somebody's on it." And lo and behold, there you were. I'm glad I was there for you. But, all right. Again, nice to meet you, and hope to maybe talk to you again soon. 73, this is W8BIK, Waterford.
You guys are loud and clear down in Grand Rapids, KDLP.
Yeah, good morning. I didn't see your call come up, only probably because I don't have it in for your, I guess your number, but I didn't see your call. Probably don't have it programmed in this radio. My name is Greg Golf from the Article Golf. Good afternoon.
My name is Paul, and the call sign is down in Grand Rapids.
Okay, Paul, nice to meet you. Did you say Kilo November 8th? Delta Lima Papa, did I get it right?
Kilo Delta 8, Delta Lima Papa.
Okay, I got it right that time. Yep, I couldn't hear that second, that letter correctly. Well, very good. What's going on in Grand Rapids? I got a son-in-law who's down in Portage now. My daughter's going to be moving over there in June. She's a soccer coach out there for Grand Rapids and Grand Rapids area. He's also a manager at the soccer dome in Portage.
Ah, okay. Yep. Now I'm was out doing some chores, and I've got physical therapy on my back today. I had back surgery back in October, so that's my day.
Okay, very good. Well, all right, Paul. I'm going to get going. Nice to meet you. And thanks for coming back. I don't know what the weather's like here in Grand Rapids. It's got some snow flurries here. We have snow come through, and now it's clearing up again, which I'm okay with. Still some snow on the ground here, but it's melting. I think I was out back, and I noticed some daffodils are starting to come up. I thought, man, that's a little bit too early, but that's an indicator that we're going to be probably seeing some warm weather soon. 7-3, this is, let's see, KDLP, WATIJ.
Okay, you have a good one, too. KDLP, clear.
KDKGL mobile monitoring, statewide one.
Guess what I'm doing?
You're playing around with the radio.
Yeah, yours.
Your ears must have been burning.
Oh, really? Yeah, I got around to it. I'm trying to find out where I got... Somebody had sent me a cord plug that had everything in it. I'm trying to find out where it's at.
Yeah, I guess Sean's on his way to a conference. Oh, must be gone.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So we talked to him for a little bit today, so... I just have to figure out... I know he sent me it. I just have to figure out where I put it.
That's why I try to dedicate one laptop to my reviews and, you know, whatever else I do. I just built another laptop, or I rebuilt my one of my own laptops. I got to start doing stuff on that. I will hit that home.
I'm going to call you back, dude. I got to find out where I do this call to it. Thank you, KPP.
All right, I'll talk to you on the floor, KPP.
K8YNU, this is N8WCB. Good afternoon.
K8YNU, it's N8WCB.
K8YNU, this is N8WCB. Good afternoon. You're loud and clear here.
K8YNU, it's N8WCB.
K8YNU, this is N8WCB. You've changed locations. I'll copy.
N8UCCAN, statewide one.
N8PTZ from N8WCB. Go ahead, sir.
N8WCB, 8PCT. I'm just checking to see. I made some adjustments on this thing earlier, and I'm hoping I didn't finally get getting out. I'm up here on the Hackenberg machine.
The first part of your transmission was good, loud and clear, and then toward the end you started breaking up a little bit in your modulation there and signal.
I have a feeling I'm going to great terrain here. I have a very small magnetic mount antenna on the top of my car, so it's not too high.
Copy, I-75, Wolverine Lake exit. Yeah, like I say, in the beginning of your transmissions sound well, and I'm not sure what's happening, whether you're fading out or not catching the tower or something, but the first part of your transmissions sound good.
Well, I do appreciate the comeback, sir. This is largely for a check, and apparently it's... getting out, kind of. If it's tapering off toward the end, though, that sounds like a internal issue with the machine. I hope not. That's a radiosity DB25B, and it is an oddity. A little bit. Decent little radio, but it has its quirks. N-A-P-Z-T.
N-A-W-C-B, Ron.
K-E-A-Y-N-U, stand by one moment. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's, I know I'm noticing that the sight is dropping out occasionally on this end, so I'm hoping, I'm like you, you know, but the last transmission was loud and clear here. I'm at 19 Mile and Shaner in Sterling Heights.
Roger that. I am moving northward closer to the machine, so, you know, barring some kind of weird hill, it should be getting a little better. There's another station in there. Go ahead. Sure, I appreciate the come back from Sterling Heights. Again, I'm Hackleberg, repeater. up near Indian River, Michigan, south of Sheboygan. You have a good afternoon, good evening, rather, and I'll be clear. This is NEPZT. Out.
NEWCB, this is K8YNU.
K8YNU, this is NEWCB. NEWCB, clear.
K-E-8-Y-N-U, N-A-P-Z-T. Nothing heard, N-A-P-Z-T, clear.
W-8-F-U.
W-8-F-U, N-A-P-Z-T.
N-A-P-Z-T from W-8-F-U. I'm not recognizing the call. Name here is Sean. But smack me if I should know who this is.
Negative, Sean. This is the first time we've talked. My name is Steven. I'm up here in Indian River, Michigan, talking on the Hackleberg repeater. Just was having some issues with my transmission earlier coming up from the, I was down in West Branch earlier today with a friend. Does everything sound good on your end?
Yes, it does, and I'm actually kind of surprised. I'm out here on 96. I'm in Brighton, and I'm still working the Novi machine quite well, but you sound quite good. No problem at all.
Well, I hope you're having a pleasant evening on 96 today. I was on I-75 for a good part of the day today. Had a friend had a doctor's appointment. I live up here in Indian River. I work at a hotel in Petoskey. I'm on my day off and helping out some people, and I just got home. I think I've been up for like 18 hours.
Well, there you go. You'll have to let me know if I'm traveling rapidly away from the Novi repeater, and, you know, it's about 46 miles to Lansing, so I may drop off at some point. I really don't know. I don't utilize the system all that much, and I don't normally run this route, so I may run into a little bit of a problem as I'm roaming, but let me know. But anyhow, yeah, I'm going to run this all the way out to Muskegon, and I know that there's repeaters along the route most of the way, at least so I've been told, so we'll see. And then I think there's one in Muskegon, but it might not be set up until tomorrow, unless there's a native one there. But just cruising along here, and got about 2 hours to get to my destination, west side of the station.
Well, you are loud and clear on my end. There's a little bit of digital warbling, a little bit, but that disappeared after a while. It is... you're loud and clear. I am not moving. I'm in my driveway now, so I'm not... I have a very small magnetic mount antenna on my car. I'm trying to get something longer, bigger, with a couple of coils on it, I think, just to improve the radiation and reception a bit. It definitely gets me out, but I need something to push this 20 watts out a little bit better. N-A-P-Z-T.
All right, you named a couple of cities there and places.
Yeah, Sean, it sounds like you're getting toward the edge of the coverage area. I got just a part of that.
7-3.
Sean, you have a safe rest of your trip. Thank you for coming back. I deeply appreciate the check here, and you have a good evening, sir. Pleasant travels to you. Stay in 7-3. N-A-T-C-T, out.
K-A-N-E-Z-F, the streetwide one.
W-A-E-A-P.
Okay, his name was it. W-A-P-A-P, I didn't quite catch the call. Kilo Alpha 8, Echo Zulu Foxtrot, name here is Warren.
Yep. See you on the display. This is W8EAP, Eric, Selby Township, Michigan. And I saw your city there, but I forgot it already. It doesn't look familiar.
Who cares?
Nice, Dave, nice. Warren, I talked to you before, back in the summer. You probably don't remember.
Oh, still about 45 minutes from home on my way home from work, so. But just getting off the expressway.
Very good. You don't know, oh, gosh. Was it KC8 or KD8 or KC8? KJO? I think he roams around the state doing, working on heating and cooling or air conditioning or something like that. Or maybe you're the one that works on the fire stuff. I forget.
I work on the fire stuff, fire alarm systems. And I know we got, I'm trying to think. I know we got something going to Royal Oak right now. Something in, I don't remember where that other one is. It's a Detroit or something, I'm not sure.
The end of your string. Hey, Dave, did he cut out for you too, Dave, if you're out there?
Yeah, I didn't. I missed some of what he was saying, but I'm about to go walk the dog, so this would be an interesting test to see how it works outside.
Which radio is that of your vast selection?
This is my Anytone 168.
Oh, very good, very good. So, yeah, Warren, I think you might have just dropped out of the repeater. I'll try again there if you're still out there.
Yeah. Drive through town with it doesn't always work the best. Kind of on the edge of town right now. We'll see if it starts. I think it's radios here recently. I added stuff in, didn't realize there was even one in.
No, you're still cutting in and out a little bit. Which machine are you in, the Mount Clemens, or?
No, I'm up in Shepherd, up just south of Mount Pleasant.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm in Shelby Township. I'm on the Mount Clemens one there, so you know where that is, and you know where I am probably. But Mount Pleasant, yeah, I don't know any of the repeaters out there. I know all the repeaters are like in the north, really north part of the state, but nothing on the west. So, I have no idea what the repeaters are out there, which are just, you're making it in about 70% of the time.
Well, we'll see if it's any better right now. I'm out of town now. Is this any better or not? I'm going away from the repeater, but I'm out in the open now a little better. Is this any better?
Okay, Warren. Yeah, I heard you that time. Yeah, we'll talk to you another day. I'm usually out here monitoring just about every day. 73s, W8EAP. Dave?
Yeah, KF8S portable. Just walking by all the construction. It looks like they sold some houses on the opposite side of the street over here. Filling in the streets. Wow, 3 lots. Wow, no, 4 lots. Holy crap. They made some sales.
Let's see if I can get in here. There's KJ. Oh, your ears were ringing. Hello, Wally. No Sean. Sean's not making it. He's got to put a few more beans in the pot there.
Well, I got to say, this is kind of nice. I'm in HT range of the repeater.
works pretty good everywhere. If you guys want to hear something funny, I can get on that little 2-watt blue radio with no antenna. 9 to 10, I'm 10 miles from the repeater. I can probably get in. Let me switch radios to the blue one.
Say something, Dave, so I can catch your old call sign and change this for him.
You mean the DMR ID? Yeah. 318-2328. I think that's who I am.
Yeah, it shows AC8VD, so I'm sure that was your old call, so I got to update that too for him. I think Sean broke his DMR radio.
More than likely he got frustrated and threw it out the window.
I don't know what channel it is. Someone talk for about 10 seconds so I can find the channel.
Okay. W-A-E-A-P.
Hey, everyone.
Great.
Well, Dave, how does the blue radio sound?
Is this the blue radio? If it is, sounds okay.
Yep. Okay. I'm switching back.
Any station, this is KE2BNY. I'm monitoring.
Did that come back with that call? KA2 or KE2? KE2? I don't think whatever radio is coming in there has a correct ID in it.
Yeah, good evening. W8COP here. I just had you update my DMR ID number, and apparently the system hasn't caught up with the call sign yet.
Oh, okay. Hey, sound good there.
Say good evening to everyone in 73. Okay, copy. Encounters at the southern border hitting fall.
KE2BNY monitoring. KE2BNY, any station on this net?
Any station on this net, this is KE2BNY.